Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Friday, the 19th day of March, 2010. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday edition. Well, they're talking about even trying to pass the health care bill today or over the weekend or next week. And we're going to be talking a lot about exactly what is in the health care bill and how it's unconstitutional and illegal and discriminatory on so many fronts, and the types of draconian police state measures that are in the bill. Republicans assail IRS provision in health care bill. This is a vast expanse of power, Congressman said. In the bill, it allows the IRS to take your paycheck or your refunds to make you buy health insurance. So they just take your money. This is the IRS minding you, running your life. This abusive, unaccountable collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, and that's why they're taking this money, is to fund the banks. I saw another report 2 days ago where they are now taking the major private pension funds with the CEOs, the government is, and having them invest that into the banking system. So that is coming up as well today. But when we come back from break, I'm going to go over the different angles of the health care bill. 38 state attorney generals are saying it's illegal. In fact, I heard the Texas attorney general on KLBJ this morning talking about it, and I agree with him. I'm going to repeat some of the things he talked about. And then I've got news like this. Pentagon sees a threat from online muckrakers, New York Times. This came out yesterday, saying, oh, yes, they want to shut down people exposing the government. And that dovetails with cybersecurity bill introduced in the Senate. But don't worry, there's been a major change. This is a quote from Reuters. One major change to the bill is that the president would no longer have the power to shut down the Internet unilaterally. Oh, great. But would have to work within the industry to draw up plans in the event of a national emergency. So it says the president consults with who he wants, and then he has unlimited power. So, oh, great, he can still shut it down whenever he wants. Just total tyranny. There's a CNET news article, emergency Internet control bill gets a rewrite, but it goes on to report that it's meet the new boss, same as the old boss, and they admit their target is people exposing government documents, 9/11 truth, you name it, because we are killing them politically. We are annihilating them. And to go ahead and try to start curtailing and shutting down the web. It's too late, crooks. Genie's out of the bottle. Cat's out of the bag. Horse already left the barn. Train already left the station. Humpty Dumpty already fell off the wall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men and all the king's media and brainwashing and propaganda and Homeland Security and MIAC reports and Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL can't put your stinking tyranny back together again. It is the beginning of the end for you, you murdering bastards. Excuse me. I apologize. I'm going to control myself. I'm very upset about the healthcare situation. That dovetails, though, with this. Bill automatically allows power company to regulate your home temperature. That's what they did in California. Texas is doing it. Utah's got a bill to do it. Every state in the union, they're going to decide how hot and how cold your house is. You want to be a prisoner? You want to live in a giant prison? In a prison, the warden controls the temp. Well, you a prisoner. And then Aaron Dykes, Rob Dewey, went to interview Lord Monckton in D.C., had an unbelievable run-in with TSA. I'm going to get Dykes in here to talk about it later. It's just, this is getting really scary, folks. I mean, wait till you hear what happened to Dykes. It just goes to every point we've been making. We're going to break down a lot of key info coming up. Right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Spending bills must originate in the House of Representatives. That's the Constitution. That's law. If not, you have a tyranny. But the bill they're voting on is a Senate version without a full review and vote in the House. And so they're just going around to Democrats saying, do you agree to the changes without an official vote? So none of them politically have to go on the line for this. But there's another big issue here. And that's why 38 and growing, told us 39, but this morning it's 38 attorney generals. I heard Abbott on News Radio 590 this morning, the Texas Attorney General, and he was explaining it in crystal clear terms that if the government can force you to buy something via the Commerce Clause, which they've never before done, you are a slave. And they can make you go out and buy an electric car to, quote, prop up General Motors. They can just unilaterally seize your bank accounts. They can do whatever they want. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh yesterday said this was treason, that this was a, quote, overthrow of the U.S. Constitution. I have the quotes here, that this was a rebellion against America, that this was illegal, that these people are criminals and should be arrested. I've never heard Limbaugh talk like this. But Limbaugh, where were you with the Patriot Act, which they now admit is used in non-terror-related cases against the American people? Where were you on torture? Where were you on our own military having the Patriot Act used against them? Where were you during the warrantless wiretapping. See, you can't just violate one part of the Constitution and Bill of Rights when you like it and then get mad when somebody else does it. And that's my main issue. That's the whole point of this radio show. We have a lawless criminal corporate group that has bought off most of the state-level politicians and almost all of the feds. Those that they can't buy off die in mysterious plane accidents or their sexual transgressions with hookers or whatever are brought out. The system destroys anyone at the highest level. So people say, well, I might as well just get bought off then. And I've got news reports where the majority of federal employees aren't even paying their taxes or all of their taxes, and they're not enforced against. And that dovetails with all over the country software, license plate reading cameras. The police and bureaucrats, federal and state, are exempt. Over a million license plates are exempt. The scanners cannot even read them. There's a default block in California. It was over a million 2 years ago. I don't know what it is now. It's always growing. And if a bureaucrat doesn't like you, they just put you in a database and you can't have a job, you can't fly, you can't do anything. And that's in this bill. You don't get insurance, no job, the IRS takes your paycheck, takes your tax refund. Because the news is reporting, oh, they can take your tax refund and keep it. But I read the bill. It actually says they can do whatever they want. No judge, no jury, they just grab your account. And that dovetails with Aaron Dyke and Rob Doob. On the East Coast, they went to interview Lord Monckton for an upcoming film, The Next Fall of the Republic. And the TSA came over to them and said, what are you doing with these cameras? And got in their face and said, I can make sure you never get to travel again, never get to fly, nothing. And was just on an incredible power trip. That's Nazi Germany. Well, first they said, certain groups couldn't. They always pick an unpopular minority to test it out on. Muslims, cave dwellers, supposedly from Afghanistan. But the real targeting is against the general public. In Nazi Germany, it was communist Jews, Seventh-day Adventists. First, you couldn't have your business. Then you had to move out of your home for your safety. You weren't allowed to work. You weren't allowed to travel. You had to have a special identification marking you as that. And that's exactly what this is now. This TSA people just walked up and said, look, buddy, you'll never travel again. And started laughing. But Aaron really stood up to him. Started rolling the camera when the guy did this. So he put together a YouTube video of that. And Aaron has a lot of courage. You know, I don't even tell them when they're flying to stand up against these people. I tell them, you know, it's your own personal decision. But he stood up against the IRS commissioner in Geithner and got that go-to-hell look. Then they sick their goons on him afterwards to just go to a press conference and ask him a question about the $23 trillion. Aaron used the old seven-month-old number from Bloomberg of $23.7 trillion. It was over $28 trillion 3 months ago. These are thugs. I mean, this is what it's like to be a slave. We're now learning this, and it looks like they're going to get the bill through. They're going to have the Democrats not vote on the bill itself, but dissenting votes change their vote and deem, never before done on a spending bill, deeming can be done for, oh, yeah, I support that. October is End Family Violence Month. Or, yes, I'll vote with you that November is Iowa Corn Month. I mean, they literally have that. If it's a non-binding resolution, that's just a sense of the House, a sense of the Senate. I mean, this is truly illegal. And even McCafferty on CNN says, you know, that it borders on unconstitutional. And many law scholars are saying illegal. No, it's all illegal. And this sets an amazing precedent. Now, they said 6 months ago that it was unstoppable and was going to pass, and they said that 4 months ago and 2 months ago, and all along, they didn't have the votes they needed to pass this really draconian Senate version. It's even worse than the House. And so now they're just going to save that it's legal for them to pass the Senate version without it originating in the House. I mean, it's just unspeakable. And then they selectively enforce on states where certain states don't have to opt into all the rules, and unions, they get only certain unions get to keep their, quote, Cadillac health care, which isn't Cadillac at all. You certainly pay for it. And then, yeah, you get no deductible. I think I've got like a $5,000 deductible. I've just got mediocre insurance. But the point is that if I wanted to pay more and not have a deductible, I paid for it. I mean, I made a deal with whoever I work for if I work for a union or a big company. But I'm not allowed to do that. And what this does is set the precedent for government to do whatever it wants. But the IRS provision alone, I mean, Obama promised you during the campaign, this is one promise he's keeping. He's broken every other promise. I'll end torture. I'll end secret arrest. I won't have signing statements. I'll give you 5 days to read the bills. I won't hire lobbyists. I'll get us out of Iraq immediately, on and on and on. Of course he was going to betray you. Look at all the big money supporting him. And if he lost, it didn't matter. The same big money owned McCain. But one promise he said is, we're going to fine you if you don't get insurance. And now they're not just going to fine you. The idea of a fine says there's some court or some due process. They're going to have the IRS that's building new command centers all over the country, like warts popping up on the face of the nation, to now be involved in your paycheck every 2 weeks and to monitor you and to control your health care and to start taking your refunds and your tax money and slapping liens on your bank accounts. And see, now they're trying to phase out cash and make businesses have instant transfer, make you have a bank account to have a job so they can take it. It's already like that in many areas of Europe. Everything you do track, everything you do trace, your medical records given to whoever wants them by the government, your blood taken at birth, police taking blood at warrantless checkpoints everywhere. And coming up, bill automatically allows power company to regulate your home temperature, KSL, out of Salt Lake City. And they don't even need a stinking bill in California or Texas. They just come put them on your house or business. Our business got one last year. They don't ask. And they openly are announcing, we're going to control your power. At first, they said a few years ago, oh, if there's a power shortage in the peak time of the summer, we might turn your thermostat, you know, from 75 up to 80. And now they just say, no, we're going to monitor you and charge you premiums for using too much energy, and we may just turn it off because you are a prisoner. There was that big report about studies of the U.S. and England, how pupils are surveilled and controlled just like someone in a medium security prison. Well, of course, prison planet. Prison planet. Technocracy, a scientific technocratic elite. What did Eisenhower warn you about? Hard to believe. 50 years ago. 50 years ago. And he was for real. Somebody dropped a book or something and it made a pop noise. If you watch the unedited TV farewell address, and he jerks with fear. Just like Oliver North, somebody slams a door when he's testifying before Congress and he ducks and jumps down. Because he knew they could kill him any minute for all the cocaine dealing. He was up there taking the fall for the FEMA camp plans and the narcotics trafficking, and kind of like G. Gordon Liddy for Nixon. But still, he jumps down. You ever seen that? He's in a congressional hearing and the door slams and he gets under the desk. That's what Eisenhower did. Somebody, I'm going to warn you about a technocratic police state takeover. And then he hears a slam door or a book drop. You hear like a bang. And and now you're in it. And they're tapping your water with poison. They're spiking your food. And all the petty thugs that work for the system, their paychecks just get bigger and bigger, and they love drinking the poison, love giving their kids the shots. They believe in the system, and they're all going to hell, dragging us straight to hell with them, turning this world into hell. I'll break down the health care bill. Ohio Democrat flips to yes on health care bill. They only need one more.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Representative John Bocheri of Ohio is switching his vote to yes on President Obama's health care overhaul. They're just one vote shy of the 216 needed for passage, where they just agree in the House to the Senate bill without bringing it into conference. Of course, Dennis Kucinich on Tuesday flipped his vote after talking about how the health care bill raised taxes and cut Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, he's supposedly a real socialist. And so he said this is a ripoff to the insurance company and banks. And it's also criminal and unconstitutional, and the insurance companies wrote it, but had their minions out saying that they were against it. Even the Wall Street Journal has reported on that. And so there is one more person, Shuler, undecided on health care bill. Representative Shuler. The leaders in the House representatives make their final push towards a possible vote on the health care overhaul bill this weekend. The 11th District Representative Heath Shuler has yet to declare whether he's on board. So it's important to contact that individual. There's another reporter out of the AP. Cornhusker out. More deals in. Healthcare bill gives special treatment. We're going to break more of that down coming up. But I wanted to mention this. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks more funds. This is out of Business Week, and they changed the law 6 years ago where companies can take your pension funds. Well, now it's to be given to the foreign banks. That is coming up. In fact, guys, will you print me a printer friendly? Because this one cut off part of the article. Thank you. And I want to be able to cover that coming back. But right now, let's go to the McCafferty file with Wolf Blitzer. I guess a blind hog does occasionally find acorns. Broken clocks are right twice a day. He comes out and says it's beyond sleazy not having a full vote. Here it is.
Get right to Jack Cafferty for the Cafferty File. Jack.
Just when you think you've seen it all in Washington, along comes something like this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi may try to pass the controversial health care reform bill without making members vote on it. Simply unbelievable. Pelosi says she might use a procedural tactic where the House will vote on the package of fixes to the Senate bill, and then that vote would signify that lawmakers, quote, deem the health care bill to be passed. Politically speaking, this is beyond sleazy. It's meant to protect House Democrats, who are all running for re-election in November, from having to make a tough vote, up or down, on health care reform. Pelosi says of this process, quote, I like it, because people don't have to vote on the Senate bill, unquote. In Nancy Pelosi's world, accountability is a dirty word. The Senate bill, of course, contains many provisions that are unpopular among some House Democrats, including language on abortion funding and taxes on high-cost so-called Cadillac insurance plans. This tactic has been used in the past, but never, never for something as big and important as the $900 billion health care reform bill. Never. Republicans are jumping all over this, rightfully so. They're painting it as a way for Democrats to avoid taking responsibility, which is exactly what it is. Some even suggest it's unconstitutional. Meanwhile, President Obama's campaigning relentlessly, calling on lawmakers to pass health care reform, quote, I want some courage. I want us to do the right thing, unquote. Well, the irony here is that if Nancy Pelosi gets her way, it won't take much courage at all on the part of our so-called representatives, will it? Here's the question. Should Nancy Pelosi be allowed to push health care reform through the House without a vote? Go to CNN.com/Cafferty file. Post a comment on my blog. Wolf.
We're learning a lot about reconciliation, about deeming bills passed into law. We're getting a little civics lesson out there, aren't we, Jack?
We're learning a lot more about lack of political guts.
Yeah, but you and I know that's been around for a while, right?
Not quite in this obnoxious form or noxious form. This reeks.
Jack Cafferty telling it the way it is. Jack, thank you.
Well, not quite. He says maybe unconstitutional, clearly is. And you've got Wolf going, well, it's been like that for a long time. See, we've been spying without warrants for a long time. The government's been shipping narcotics in for a long time. Yeah, we've been building FEMA camps for a long time. We've been starting fake wars and lying about WMDs for a long time. And, yeah, the banks have been robbing you for a long time. Look at Mexico. Look at other third world countries where their ruling elite get bought off by foreign banks and sell their people out to slavery. They get away with it. And they're trying to get away with it here. And they don't care if Obama has the lowest approval rating ever. They don't care if Congress does. They are going for broke because they believe they have a military-industrial complex in place that will protect them from the people. And they're going in trying to block the people from taking the states back right now, calling us terrorists. No, you are the terrorists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own
two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Plus shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of our three hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MaxFitGloves.com
and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy now, when it sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. Yeah.
We are back live, my friends. They know that they're pushing you into a corner. They know that they're setting us up to have nothing to lose. That's why they're preparing for terror attacks, citizen rebellions everywhere. They're demonizing armed citizens while creating militia-oid counterfeits of the Constitution with local citizen groups to work with the police with armored vehicles and 50 cals all over the nation, all over major newspapers, to mow down protesters with 50-caliber weapons. And as they bankrupt the pension funds, mainly government pension funds, they will then tell the government bureaucrats, go out and seize more homes, write more tickets, enforce more and more taxes, hundreds of new taxes going in at every level. You want your pension fund? It's been lost to the banks. Go out and squeeze them. And the bureaucrats will go out and they will squeeze. They are forging a giant army of darkness and wickedness and unconstitutional corruption. This is robbery. This is oppression. This is tyranny. Total surveillance grids. Your gas, your power, your home to be inspected, remote controlled, your children brainwashed and turned against you. The borders completely open. National worker IDs given to all the illegals. Then citizens will have to use it. If you're not in good graces with the IRS, your card will be turned off. Your employer will be arrested if they hire you. $1 million fines for garage sales or cutting someone's lawn outside the tax system. That's the Associated Press, Fox News. Bureaucrats, spies everywhere. First they train you, oh, spy on drug dealers. Oh, then spy on Nazis. Yo, those are all bad groups. Now, spy on your neighbor. Did they yell at their wife or husband? Did they spank their child? Did they throw a battery away in the trash? Do they have the wrong light bulbs? Are they saying bad things about the government? The White House says, send us emails about people criticizing Obama. They have county prosecutors and DAs go on television in multiple states, Missouri and others, and say, if you lie about Obama, we will arrest you. If you say he's not a Christian, we will arrest you. If you say he wasn't born here, we will arrest you. I actually have those video clips in Fall the Republic on the news. They got cops who want to arrest you for your speech, who want to take your guns. Politicos who know they go up the chain of power when they have warrantless blood-taking checkpoints like Art Aceveda put in by the federal government on record, now set to take over Dallas. Our Austin police chief. The feds putting in sheriffs, police chiefs everywhere. This is a criminal takeover. They're watching every angle of it. They know how we're going to resist. They know we're going to wake up and say no to them, and they think they're going to get away with it. They think. And people say, well, what's the limit of the tyranny? The sky. As Thomas Jefferson said, you will live under the exact level of tyranny that you put up with. I want to play a clip here on air because this is going in all 50 states. Remember the LA Times headline a few days ago? 28% in your power bill in LA alone as part of new green tax. If they're telling you 28%, can you imagine? Well, in Austin, they told us 2 months ago, and they won't say when the vote is now. They said it would be in February or March. They claim there's one public hearing. And they said it's a good thing. Within 3 years of the new tax on gas and power, 2.6 billion. In the town where I live, 2.6 billion. And of course, the station reported they have a former Pentagon black ops colonel running all the green programs, the home inspections, all of it. Oh, the UN brags. Austin is at the front line of taking over the U.S., a beta test like Los Angeles or San Francisco. Of course they've got special ops over the 2.6 bill. This is a $2.6 billion robbery. Of course they're in control. This is black ops. They don't play games. They'll go in a country and kill a million people for oil. They'll go into Afghanistan and kill hundreds of thousands to get some opium. They'll do anything. And they've got the people that are ready. And they're coming for your land, your property, everything under animal ID, premises ID. They're going to take your bank accounts. They've got slaughter forces, giant brigades of paramilitary police. They're expanding the SWAT teams into joint training with the main police departments. The RAND Corporation admits the feds have already put in an international police system under FEMA and Homeland Security and NORTHCOM. They're already in control of all the major cities. They're taking over the small towns now. This is an absolute black op criminal takeover. You put up with them shipping narcotics in. You put up with them grabbing U.S. citizens, putting bags over their heads, throwing them in vans, putting them on CIA aircraft, and taking them to scores of black sites all over Europe. The Washington Post came out in 2002 when they thought you were sold on the fear and said, yeah, we torture people's kids. They had the CIA section chief going, yeah, we do stuff to their kids in front of them. You got to get fake confessions to turn them, to get people that will work for them, to get people to go out and carry terror attacks. They hold their families till they do it, and they say, after you stage the terror attack, we're going to kill you, but your family will live. Here's some video of your little girl. Now watch what we do. The ultimate darkness is now in control of the country. The ultimate evil. and it's in control of almost every other nation. The ultimate evil. Not even the Soviets under Stalin admitted that they tortured people and that they ordered people to sign confessions. They just did it. We have gone further than the Nazis. And so all of you police, all of you military, they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to take everything you got when they're done with you. You're their main enemy. Many of you laughing right now, a decade from now, you will wish to God you'd have done something. And then that's our chance to defeat it down the road. Because they plan on screwing every one of you that are serving them. But you're such cowards, you'll probably just go along with it then. You don't care. It's like 1984, based on true things that Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, witnessed. He's a member of the British Secret Police. British intelligence worldwide. Communist infiltrator, secret police in India, you name it. BBC top propagandist. Winston Smith is his character at the Ministry of Truth from the BBC, lying, spinning, deceiving. When they arrest his neighbor, who's the biggest servant of the government you can imagine, and his kids are spies and tattling everybody in their apartment building, they throw him in the cell with Winston, and he says, "I'm glad they arrested me. I don't know what I did, but I'm sure it's bad. I'm sure." And he loved how they tortured him to death. He thanked them, and that's who you are. Cowardly filth. I've studied sociology, and it's not just Nazi Germany, but all over the world. I saw footage a month ago out of Nigeria where they would just grab people off the street, line them up in the middle of the street, and shoot them. And they would yell at people 50 yards away and say, "Come here." The people had a chance to run into the buildings and try to at least get away. Got to play that footage next week when we're live on TV here. It was on Al Jazeera, BBC, you name it, if you want to pull it up. Just Nigerian executions, if you want to see it. No judge, no jury. And there's just piles of dead bodies all out in the major city thoroughfare. It's a four-way stop. Piles of dead bodies. And they just wave them over. They tell them, "Flip over on your back." Because killers never want to look you in the eyes. That's all part of their domination. You flip over on your stomach, and then they walk over with an AK-47, spray 10 rounds into their back, and then say, "Okay, next." And I always thought I was just run-of-the-mill. I always didn't think of myself as having courage. I'll guarantee you I'm going to fight back. I'm going to make a run for it. I'm not going to get marched into that pit. And that's the big ace in the hole. The globalists know there's hundreds of millions of gun owners, over 150 million, 400 million guns, and they know if 1% of you stand up, you can defeat them all. And that's the difference. But they're counting on you just laying your guns down, being marched into a pit, and shot in the back of the head. It always happens everywhere else. Now, we're trying to fix things peacefully, and they're trying to short-circuit us right now and get a violent revolution going. That's not what we want. But there will come a time for all of you when you just got to gut up and defend yourself. Don't go into the pits. Just don't go along with it, okay? That's my right as a free human being to say I am not going down without standing up. They're going to take everything we've got, ladies and gentlemen. And Limbaugh's saying it's high treason. It's the overthrow of the Constitution. It's illegal. These people should be arrested. Wow, Limbaugh is genuinely upset. I think they're going to really come after him now. Never heard him talk like this. He's telling the truth. But, hey, Limbaugh, where were you on the Patriot Act for U.S. citizens? Where were you on Northcom? Where were you when Bush did the bailout? Well, you were against it. Beck was for it. Where were all you mainline conservatives? You see, if you let the Republicans butcher the Bill of Rights, it's only going to get worse in the next administration. And then when Republicans come in, you watch, it'll only get worse again until we vote out all the incumbents. And there's a key Politico article about how Rand Paul in Kentucky running for the Senate, it's very hard for dark horses to get in there. He is in some polls 10 points ahead, most polls about 6 points, some polls as low as 3. But in an index of polls, it's 6% on average, scientific. Against the big neocon-funded Republican. And he's way above the Democratic challenger. He's going to win. And that's why Dick Cheney and others are putting out letters against him right now. So, see, it isn't just the Kennedy seat getting voted out with Brown. Perry wouldn't have won, but he posed as a patriot above Medina. And it looks like Rand Paul is so clean that he's going to probably end up being the next senator from Kentucky, and they are scared to death because it's incumbents that are in trouble. You kick out all these Lindsey Graham types, all this scum. You kick out people. I mean, that's why Kucinich was good. He never flip-flopped. He was anti-war, anti-Patriot Act. He admitted the health care bill was a ripoff, and he is pure trash now. Because he fully knew. He is very intelligent. He correctly identified it as a giant banking ripoff that takes control of our lives and gives liability protection to the insurance companies. You're going to get less health care now. It's a new tax. He knew fully and flip-flopped Tuesday. Now, Ventura said global warming was real, then got educated and said it was a fraud. He's come a long way. So, yeah, Ventura's kind of been like, well, where was the Tea Party 10 years ago? You know, criticizing Republicans for being for a police state, but now being against it. Ventura is in a process of waking up. So, yeah, Ventura's kind of like, yeah, we need to give people health care, but we need to get rid of both parties. He just doesn't know the facts. I guarantee if I had time with him, he'd be against it. That's the difference. Dennis Kucinich knows full well what is going on. But you can't just tell Ventura something over the phone. You got to be with him in a meeting at a hotel and bring all the articles and show him the bill and show him, and then he'll... But at least he's real. I mean, I know him. I know he's real. Dennis Kucinich was real, but was taken up on the mountain by Satan and offered the whole world up there 35,000 feet in the air. That's up on a mountain. Notice the symbolism of that. With Barack Obama, and when he walked off that plane with that satisfied, I'm slitting America's throat. I'm going to get control of their lives. I'm going to get to seize all their bank accounts. I'm going to expand the IRS in every facet of their life. They're taking over the internet right now. That's all being announced. When he walked off with that satisfied look, I knew Monday. I said, you watch, Kucinich rolled. And he did. He rolled over. He makes me sick. Nothing makes me more sick than somebody that knows exactly what they're doing and doing it. That's evil. It's the consciousness of the evil. Oh, it makes me sick. And so you kick Dennis Kucinich out. You make sure, oh, he's going to get all the corporate money, he's going to get all Obama support, everything. You make sure that little rat isn't in office coming up in a year. And you make, get up off your butts, everybody, and I'm talking to new listeners, and find out who your representatives are at the state and federal level. Find out who your city council is. Find out what's going on, because listen, a prison is being set up around you. Let's go to this clip with the remote control thermostats. Oh, but they whitewash it. Some people think it's not good. Here it is.
Good evening. A new energy conservation program that allows Rocky Mountain Power to turn off your air conditioning compressor only needs the governor's signature to become law.
But some feel it's too much government in your home. Sarah Dolph joins us with details. Sarah?
Well, Keith and Carol, Cool Keepers is already up and running in about 90,000 homes across the Wasatch Front. The difference with the new program is that instead of opting in, choosing that you want to participate in the program, you have to opt out.
On sweltering summer days in Utah, your comfort isn't the only thing being tested. The power grid is, too. So Rocky Mountain Power introduced the Cool Keeper system 7 years ago.
It's one of those cases where if everybody does a little, they can make a big difference.
It's fairly simple. When demand gets too high, your compressor can be turned off for 15 minutes every half hour. Rocky Mountain Power says it results in no more than a couple degree temperature difference.
97% of the people who are on it like it.
So the company says it makes sense to enroll everyone along the Wasatch Front with the provision that people can opt out completely or on certain days. That's one of the reasons the Utah Office of Consumer Services chose to get behind Senate Bill 47, which awaits the governor's signature.
If Rocky Mountain Power fully complies with the law, then every impacted consumer should have plenty of information about this before any change is made.
I spoke out very, very much against it.
Senator Chris Butters was one of several lawmakers to vote no for the bill, which initially failed in the Senate. He worries the wording in the bill is too vague as far as the amount of time your compressor could be turned off, and he believes it's too far-reaching.
I think it's right on the edge of being absolutely terrible. It's a government intrusion that shouldn't happen.
And Rocky Mountain Power still has to put a detailed plan in writing.
All right, that's enough of
how
it.
You would opt out.
The rest is up on PrisonPlanet.com. On the edge? This isn't on the edge of the precipice. It's at the bottom of the canyon, 10,000 feet below. On the edge? Oh, torturing children in front of their parents on the edge? The government remote controlling? And by the way, all the new big refrigerators, the cars, they've all the big think tanks, MIT, say your refrigerator is going to be monitored. In fact, I saw an article 2 years ago about old folks' homes that people opt into, and everything is tracked, what food they're eating, what they do. They send elder care. It's your prison. The government running everything. And we're just a bunch of idiot children.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get back into the criminal health care takeover and a lot of other key police state issues, like the government remote controlling refrigerator, your computers, by law. By law, you will have this. Your thermostat, your air conditioners, your heating system. Just like people 30 years ago could do great arithmetic, now hardly anyone can because of calculators. It'll just be, oh, yeah, I don't run my house. The government decides. And they've all said in government think tanks that they're going to do this. And I would tell people about this and they'd laugh, just like they want to put taxes on salt, sugar, make you swipe a card for everything you buy and sell to decide what type of insurance you get because everything's going to be socialized through health care. And so, oh, you're unhealthy. You're going to pay more because we're all in this together. See, no one can be independent. This is the big Trojan horse of collectivism. Well, we got this email from Ventura's office. It says, Dear Tim, so that's to my video and book shipping department head, I wanted you and Alex to know that we have just heard from the New York Times that American Conspiracies will debut number 6 on their hardcover nonfiction bestseller list on Sunday. That's a big deal. That's an overall integrated list nationwide. March 28th. This is thrilling for everyone here at Skyhorse. I hope you and Alex and everyone there are pleased as well. Thank you for working with us and to promote the book. Absolutely. We just put in another order. We haven't sold out yet, so anybody that orders will get it. $19.95 hardcover. That's $5 off. And you get a free documentary film of your choice at Infowars.com. No one has a deal even close to that. That's a $44.95 value for $19.95 at Infowars.com. And you can also pre-order. It ships out the order they received. This book, of course, has now been shipping for weeks. You can pre-order Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, our new film, Jason Burmes, 18 Months in the Making. The new official trailer is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, along with a sneak peek. Another trailer coming out next week. Over the weekend, we're going to launch the Police State 4 Rise of FEMA trailer. You can start pre-ordering that as well, if you'd like, at Infowars.com. So the good news is Ventura Show top ratings, his book, bestseller, a week and a half in, top 10. My show's exploding. The people are hungry. They're starting to wake up. But, folks, you've got to not just listen. You've got to go to city council, the state house. You've got to run for office. You've got to warn people. You've got to really gut up and physically have it hit you in your gut. And this happens to me all the time. I get conditioned to just kind of accept this tyranny. Intellectually, I'm against it, but I just kind of get comfortable with it. Like, oh, it's like having cancer or something. Oh, I just got cancer. Yeah, I'm going to die. But we've got a chance to beat this and say, no, we've got to fight this for the future of humanity. We just can't roll over and have this narcissistic, cynical attitude. Some are narcissists. Others have such low self-esteem. I don't care if you're blind. I don't care if you got a speech impediment. You've got the power of the living God in your soul. You are an incredible sentient being with a mission. And the mission is liberty and freedom for this species and to go to the stars and not let a technocratic, psychopathic, tiny control group dominate our society and turn America and the world into a playground for sadists. Can't you see it all around you? This is devilish. Even if you don't believe in Satan, you at least can see the manifestation of pure evil through our species. My God, we're in so much trouble. My God, we're in trouble. You know, I missed this article for over a week. I saw it 2 days ago from Bloomberg. It's also in Business Week. Failed banks may get pension fund backing. FDIC seeks cash. Yeah, taking your pension funds. Just the magnitude. I mean, I knew this would happen. I saw them change the law 5-6 years ago. But to actually see them now moving greedily. Now, you complain, you go out and protest. They say they're just going to pull up with 50 cows and cut you in half. God almighty, these people are evil.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.